Welcome back to Four Fifths with Intoxicate. I am your host, Kate Slentz, and I am very, very excited and honored to have my next guest on the show. I have Francesco Muti, who is the CEO of Muti Tomatoes, which I'm obsessed with. I am tomato obsessed. I first have to ask you, how long has Muti been producing tomatoes?
Thank you very much first, and good morning, everybody. My family is working on tomatoes since more than 100 years. We started in 1899, and from there on, we invested and we have tried to ameliorate constantly the quality of this fantastic fruit.
Mm-hmm. And why did you specifically want to continue with the family business? Was it something you started when you were younger?
Well, I was basically born in the company. I remember all the summertime when the crop is, where there's the season of the crop, I was there, and probably something that entered in my soul, in also in my blood. Mm-hmm. There is a strong passion that is due to the possibility of giving a value to this very nice fruit, which is very peculiar, particular, red, with a particular taste, is considered the fifth sense in different tastes. And the capacity of working with our farmers, that is one of the added value to make the quality of the product.
Now, I know Muti is the number one brand of tomatoes in Italy. And where are in Italy are the tomatoes actually grown?
There are two main areas in which in Italy we cultivate tomatoes. The one is in the north, so the area of Parma, and the other is in the south. It was up to the 80s, the area of Naples, and now it moves since 30 years, 40 years in Puglia, the so-called Capitanata. So these are the two areas, but the quality and the characteristic of the tomatoes cultivated in two different areas are very, very different. In the north, we have the round-shaped tomatoes. Usually it's richer in terms of sugars, in terms of flowers. While in the south, we have the long tomatoes or the cherry tomatoes with different characteristics. It's more acid due to the fact also that the land, the soil, is a volcanic soil. So the tomatoes are more acid than in the north.
Mm-hmm. And how many farmers do you work with?
We have approximately 350 farmers for the two areas, both in the north and in the south. So the total is around 700 farmers all over Italy.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And I understand a lot of time and dedication goes into kind of selecting the perfect tomato, the perfect fruit. So what qualifies as the perfect fruit?
Before qualifying the perfect fruit, we have to qualify the perfect farmer, because only a very skilled and dedicated farmer can achieve a very good quality of tomatoes. Tomatoes is a fruit that is not so easy to be cultivated at very high quality. Mm-hmm. It's simple to make quantities, but really, if you are a farmer, you have to spend the 6 months from the moment in which you transplant the plant, in the moment in which you have done the harvest, in a very dedicated time mm-hmm. to tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Then the other element is the capacity of measuring the quality. Consider that every single track that is entering into the company has to, we utilize more than 15 different measurements to understand the quality of the tomatoes. There are someone that are very simple or clear, so the number of green tomatoes, if there are, let's say that we have a 2% on average, the percentage of sugar inside, then we start analyzing the different quality of acid parts, and so on, the color, how is composed the color, and that give us a scorecard of the quality for each single farmer, for each single quality, and for each single year.
That's pretty amazing. Does that take a lot of time?
It takes, I would say, 100 and more years. Definitely is not a simple thing. It's not something that which is born on day one. Every mm-hmm. year we try to learn from the past. We try to analyze data. We try to discuss a lot with the farmer what is possible to ameliorate. Mm-hmm. And that is the basis from which we start for the next season. And definitely the 70 days of the season, it's a quite tough time from mm-hmm. the production point of view. Just take into consideration that the average time of last year, in this year we are still during the process time, mm-hmm. From the field, from the moment in which the track was ready to the moment in which we have received the track, make the measurement, goes to the production, last year was 10 hours and 32 minutes. So it's a very, very short time because you are talking about a ripe fruit that has to be managed quickly and properly.
That's pretty amazing. And I'm going to ask you some more questions about that in a second, because I think that really showcases how the quality of the tomatoes. I grew up with my dad having a pretty big garden in upstate New York. And I remember running around in the summer and picking the tomatoes off the vine and eating them like apples. They're my favorite. And the juice would run down. And so now I'm trying to grow my own tomatoes here. And it's very difficult because there are so many factors that go into growing really great tomatoes. You have to make sure you have the right amount of water. You have to make, you know, and it's been a very hot season here. So I can imagine there's a lot of variables that your farmers are dealing with to make sure that the plants are in line with where they need to be for the quality.
Absolutely. Our job is an ancient job. Mm-hmm. It means it deals with the weather. It deals with 70 days from the end of July to the end of September. And you have only the tomatoes in that period, the normal, that grown on the sunshine mm-hmm. without greenhouses, without having tomatoes in December. And every day we control the weather, which is something unpredictable. Mm-hmm. We can try to optimize a little bit the weather, but it's not something that we can really manage. And the ability, as I was saying, of the farmer is entering into the field every day. Mm-hmm. And entering into the field means you have to start to consider that all our production since 1999 is at integrated feed. It means trying to strongly reduce any chemical product, any, mm-hmm. and to do it, you have really to have a clear idea of what's going on inside the field. Mm-hmm. That requires a strong commitment from the farmers to go inside, analyzing, controlling, seeing if the drip irrigation is working perfectly in every area. But that is the job. It's tough. It's done in August, September, that especially in Italy, but also here in New York, are not the easy month in which you can walk softly and gently. Mm-hmm. The weather is hard, but that's our job, the job of our farmers and of us, of course.
Mm-hmm. I love it. You know, you mentioned the process of what they're doing actually in the field. So when it's harvest time, can you kind of take me through the steps of when the tomato's actually picked and when it ends up in the can?
Well, it's a very, very short time because to the 10 hours and 32 minutes, you have to add another couple of hours just to make the process pasteurize the product, and mm-hmm. then it's finished. So then there are many steps, of course. There is the moment of the harvest, there is the transportation, but the transportation, the average distance of all our tomatoes from the factory is around 90 miles. Mm-hmm. So we go from a few hundred meters from the factories to a couple of hundred kilometers, 160 miles from the factories, because when it's raining, immediately after the harvest has to stop. And a few hours later, also the factory has to stop. So we need to cover a certain area. From there on, there is the moment in which the tomatoes reach the company and in which we evaluate the quality. So if the level of the quality is very good, they can enter into the company. Mm-hmm. As I said, we select first the farmers. We invest a lot. Consider that on average we pay more than 10% than the average of the market, our raw material. Mm-hmm. Why? Even if we are a quite big company for the Italian standards, because that's the best way to have all the best farmers trying to come to you, mm-hmm. and disposal to invest in terms of quality, selection, and so on. Mm-hmm. From there on, there is the measurement of the quality, and if it's accepted, there is a 1.5% of the track or chariot which are not. There is a first selection into the company, then they are cleaned, they stay into the water for a couple of hours, then they go into the production line, and there the quality of the tomatoes is the same if there is not a specific varieties of tomatoes identified, and then they go on a single product process line.
That's pretty amazing. So the same day, pretty much the same day that they're picked, they're put in a can.
In 12 hours and a half, usually, you have the tomato that goes into the field that is packed in a printed can, mm-hmm. so that is recognizable. You cannot just put a label on top. It's produced by us. We control it. Mm-hmm. We guarantee it. And it's, say, 12 hours, is ready. Then we store it and sell all over the year. And that keep the freshness of the tomatoes sun-ripe, the Italian sunshine, and with the taste really of the fresh tomatoes.
You can taste the Italian sun on those tomatoes. You can.
You can, because in any case, every single fruit born with a specific microclimate, which is done by the soil, by the weather condition, also by the culture and varieties that are cultivated in that specific area, mm-hmm. that gives a particular taste. It's not so different from grapes, it's not from different, so different from many other fruits. Mm-hmm. The point is that sometimes we miss, not necessarily us, but people miss attention on tomatoes. Mm-hmm. They consider that is not a fundamental element for their dishes, while it is. Mm-hmm. With a different tin, a different kind of tomatoes, you can have a fantastic dish, or in some way losing points on what you have cooked, mm-hmm. and just for nothing, because at the end, and the tomatoes is really someone we would like to highlight as a key element for a fantastic preparation, mm-hmm. into your kitchen.
Do you have a favorite dish that you use with your mutti tomatoes?
I have plenty of dishes. First, because I think that tomatoes are really related to the Italian cuisine. Mm-hmm. Let's imagine all the world of pasta, all the world of pizza, mm-hmm. or melanzana parmigiana, mm-hmm. or else. So it's pretty. Then there are some recipes, la tartare di pomodoro, which is done with our polpa. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic dish for this weather, hot, that require some time. So you have to prepare it, the polpa, the evening before, but then it takes a few minutes to prepare it, mm-hmm. and you have an unbelievable dish, natural, fresh, vegetarian, very healthy, and extremely good. Then I can tell, if we move into another season, for example, mm-hmm. in more winter time, you can go on all the ragù. So from Bolognese to Napoletana, which are done in a two different way, that are quite different dishes, definitely heavier in terms of taste, more adapt for winter time, mm-hmm. when it's cold, when you have a very good bottle of red wine close to you. But tomatoes, not only, but definitely it's one of the elements who gives to the, mm-hmm. to the, your kitchen a fantastic hand.
It's true. And I like the way that you think with the glass of wine. I'm with you.
Well, I don't eat only tomatoes. I love to eat different things, to sit. You know, the quality of food to me is, and also when you prepare it by yourself sometime, mm-hmm. not necessarily every day, you can take your time, you do your own preparation, selecting the right ingredients and enjoying maybe with someone else, with friends, with, and it's really one of the elements of a good life, of being there, taking the moment, mm-hmm. catching really this moment of relax, of satisfying what you are eating, what you have done, for who you have cooked, mm-hmm. which is absolutely fantastic to me.
That's my tag, is live life deliciously.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, my last question for you is you sell products throughout the world. What kind of products can we see on store shelves in the United States?
In the United States, we start since not a long time. So we are distributing what we call a little bit the pillars, mm-hmm. which are the elements, the product, the more significant, and like pulpa, like passata, like tomato paste. We are launching now a range for pizza sauce, very, very nice, that are characterized by the origin of different recipes of different cities of Italy. Mm-hmm. Then, for example, in Italy, where, as you mentioned, we are leader, and where we have done a path with our consumer, we are launching more and more specific varieties that are really for tomato lovers who want to discover more and more the differences, the small differences between different varieties, what gives to a recipe, what's the natural flavor of these tomatoes. Mm-hmm. So it's really a beginning here in the US. I think that a product like the pulpa or the tomato paste, which is a pillar really of the cuisine, mm-hmm. it's a fantastic way to start to know what we believe is our quality.
Mm-hmm. Well, Francesco, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks to you.
Thank you.
Everybody, see you soon.
Well, we have to take a quick break. You're listening to Fork This with Intoxicate. Keep it locked right here at 1490 WGCH.